put my finger on what
I said. So when initially did you notice something happening there?
I would say probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
So it was after a couple of years at least.
It might have been going on before then, but I didn't just really
when you kind of comprehended it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what did you hear first? What was the first thing that kind of threw up that, oh my goodness, what is this?
The page is turning. My reader sitting in the back of the library. When it gets real quiet, the pages turn.
Where is this in the main part in the back where basically all the books are?
Yeah. Actually, now, since I've rearranged the library a little bit, it's up there in the reading area where the mural of the tree is.
Mm. So what does it have to get real quiet for you to hear it? Is that what the deal is? I mean,
him.
And it is a him?
It's a him, yeah.
How do you know that?
I've caught a couple of glimpses of him, and a couple of patrons have caught glimpses of him.
So you have seen him?
Mm-hmm.
What does he look like? Is he a big guy?
He's probably about your size,
mm-hmm.
about your age. Mm. He looks like he's about from the early 1900s to me.
Really? Mm-hmm. A young guy? Mm-hmm. How about that?
Mm.
And you see...
That'd be enough for me. I'd be done. Yeah. I'm out.
How often do you see this guy?
Well, actually, I haven't seen him in a couple of years. In fact, when I rearranged the library, I haven't seen him since then, so I was worried that
I had
kicked him out, but no, he just moved his reading area.
I mean, you just see a glimpse of him. I mean, is it like of him reading at the time when you see him, or is it...
Actually, the only time I can remember right now, but I know I've seen him at least twice, he was standing in the stacks looking for a book. So...
What is your initial response? I can't say I've been there because I've never seen a ghost that I know of. What do you think? I mean, what is your response when you see something like
when
that?
When I saw him the first time, I just kind of laughed. It was like, not really.
Look at your water, what you drink.
Yeah. Really.
Is this the first time you'd experienced any kind of that before? No?
No, but that was the first time in the library.
Wow.
So, when I was younger, we lived in a house for about 3 months. That was quite interesting.
All right, so you're not scared of this?
No. As a matter of fact, the Southern Paranormal Group has already told me that they're not mean, and I already knew that because they've never done anything ugly except the one. So I'm not afraid of them.
And you just decided to contact them to, was that to reconfirm what you already knew?
That was to make sure it wasn't the water.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I was drinking.
What do they do, the Paranormal Group? I mean, how do they test this? What kind of equipment do they have? I mean, what do they do to make sure that they know and they can gauge that there's actually something going on here?
I know they've got the energy readers, and I'm not telling you the right names of the machines.
Is this like Ghostbusters kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. They've got recorders where they can record stuff, and they read the energy. They've got video cameras. They've got a lot of different...
If I got something on video, I'm gone.
They've got video of it?
They have a couple of pictures, but I do have to admit, when I heard the first recording, it was a little unnerving.
What did you hear?
A little girl's voice.
Really?
One of them, and the other one was footsteps when nobody was in the library. Nobody was in the library. Not even the investigators. They had left to go eat dinner and come back.
Are you the kind that wants to maybe call Ghostbusters and get these ghosts out of here and get some slime and let's do something here? Or
if they had been ugly and doing things, you know, poltergeist type things, I would have. But
yeah, this is a different kind of. This is a friendly ghost. This is Casper here. So
what was the little lady?
It's more than one, though.
What the little lady sound poltergeist? This place.
They're here.
No, that was the girl.
This house is clean.
Yeah, this house.
I think that's
clean.
What the lady said at the end. This library is clean.
Ooh.
Now, what was kind of interesting to me the other day, and Miles was asking about the very first library, and you were telling me about it, but you said she's in the reference room.
Right.
You have, her ghost is there as well.
Yes, she's in there. So, and
it's a packed house, sounds like.
They found about three definite, and one of them is a little girl. But
How old the little girl?
They haven't told me anything about, she's small. I mean, she's probably about 6 or 7. It is my impression. They've never actually said a year, but
if the ghost is young like that, or if it's a, you know, my age or something, I still consider myself to be fairly young, like you said, of the fellow. Mm. Is that when they died? I mean, we know, or is that just a time that I don't know how ghosts. I mean, if you come back as a ghost, you come back at the time that you were gone, that you actually left so called Earth, or do you come back at a time
I don't know.
There's affiliation.
Right, of your choosing.
That would actually be something. They're going to come back, and I think that's probably a good question to ask, so I'll try and remember it, unless you're going to come.
Yeah. And you think there's some sort of affiliation with the community library here that they...
Or it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I asked them a couple of questions, and they said no. It could just be where they're comfortable.
Hmm. So, let's talk about the first librarian again. Her eyes follow you around the room. Is that correct, in the reference room? People have come and actually told you this.
Right. There's a portrait of her, and yes, the eyes do follow you around.
It was in the Barney
Fife in the Andy Griffith. Remember, yeah. He was in the eyes Otis. Were going back and forth. Otis, and they had a steal. Like, have you checked to see if there's a steal underneath or something
no,
like
no,
that?
No, I haven't.
Because there is like a underneath, I think you can go down. There's
swinging
a basement.
The axe.
Yeah.
It's against an outside ball. Okay.
Well, there was something else you told me about that. You said she is here. And what was her name again?
Mary Lou.
Mm-hmm. And you said she doesn't like me.
She doesn't particularly care for me, no.
How do you know?
And that's what I want to know. How did you kind of come up with that? Is it something she's done or mm-hmm. something? What exactly?
I know this sounds kind of silly, and I wouldn't have believed it myself, but I was standing there talking to a patron, an adult witness, and one of the bookcases came over on me in that room.
Really?
The whole bookcase, yeah. And it wasn't unstable. So, and I've had books. Just a general feeling that she doesn't like
me. You've had books fly your way? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, being thrown at me. So, but she's the only one. And really, I haven't had anything happen to me in the last couple of years either.
I'd take her picture out. Dumps. Yeah. I don't know.
When's the last time that something's happened? What's the most recent time that you've seen something?
Oh, it's happening all the time now.
And really?
Yeah.
You think this all this resurgence coming out of the paper, now on the radio, maybe that there's the talk about it, that they're fired up?
I think this is just my thoughts, but I think that they know that I'm not worried about them, so they're a little bit more active.
Hmm.
So, but yeah. I do actually... I'm not worried about them.
And there are three? Mm-hmm. Is there a particular time where it's more activity?
In the morning.
Really?
When I first get there, yeah. In fact, there's probably more than three. That's just the three that they've contacted. Because, like I said, I mean, it was even in the paper. When I first walk in, for about 3 or 4 seconds, you can hear lots of laughter and children and music. So, and
yeah, that's the first thing that you notice. Mm-hmm. You walk in, and lots, mm-hmm. meaning a big crowd.
Like, there's a little party going on. Mm-hmm.
How many, and it always happens,
like, it's overnight, and it happens as soon as you walk in, and then it goes away. It was like 5 seconds or something.
And I'm not the only person who's heard.
Right. Who's heard?
That's what a good thing to bring up, because some people say, she's just saying that. She believes in ghosts. Some people, and we were asking last week, we were on the air, and I was talking about this, and it was more than half the people we asked, do you believe in ghosts? And it was more than 50%. So more people than not said yes, the other people we talked to. Mm-hmm. And some people may say, Sharon's just one of these that believes in that, and that's just her own imagination or whatever. But you can, as written in the article by Donna Sparks in the Tribune, there are others who attest to this who've actually seen the same things.
Right. Or heard the same things, yeah.
How many of those are there that you could say? Just, I mean, just giving us a guesstimate.
I can think of at least 10 or 15 right now that I could name.
WC spent a lot of time there. Well, I wonder if he would admit if it
she's
happened.
Just telling us WC said he'll never come back, and he's only been back to vote.
But if he admit that he ever noticed anything?
Well, the reason why he's probably not coming back, maybe he's spooked.
That's right. That's what I said. I ain't coming back. It's like A Night at the Museum. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Those guys, the museum comes live at night.
You've seen it, haven't you, Sharon?
I love that movie. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What do people say when they say something's up? What kind of things have you heard? What kind of accounts from people who've been in just
paper? I had one girl who was standing in the stacks looking for a book, and she heard somebody walk up behind her. She felt somebody behind her and heard their breathing, and she went to move out of the way so that they could look at the books in front of her, and there wasn't anybody there. I've had that more than a couple of times.
That's probably the guy, you.
Me.
Your age.
I might be the guy.
Yeah, that is. That's who it is.
It's me.
In the main library.
Yeah, the guy.
So... and then a lot of times when I'm in there by myself in the mornings, or I'll have some people who come in, because I get there before the library opens, and people know it, and they'll bring in their laptops, and they'll sit in various areas of the library, and they'll say, you know, you're just sitting there, and you know how a museum sounds. Nobody's talking, but they're all moving around and looking and stuff, and that's what it sounds like in the library. It sounds like there's several people there moving around.
Do we know how old is this library?
1918.
Hey, I knew it was there. It had been there a long time, built by the mill back in the good old days.
Right.